I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Broccoli has taken a long road to get to our tables. It's descended from wild cabbages. For over 2,000 years, Italian and Greek farmers have carefully selected varieties to produce the current version of the vegetable many love. But not all broccoli is created equal, and the evolution continues. There are some unusual heirlooms and hybrids on the market that can make broccoli growing downright fun. Small-headed broccolis are hot. Varieties such as Happy Trends and the heirloom De Chico feature bushy plants that produce multitudes of 3 to 4 inch diameter heads all summer. They're perfect for a small meal. If you've ever wondered about eating broccoli leaves, they are edible, try Spring Rob and Sassatina Grossa. These broccoli rob varieties are quick to mature in cool weather from direct sown seed. Unlike other broccolis, you eat the whole plant just as a small head is forming. Spigariello lissa is a leaf broccoli that you eat once the leaves are large enough. It's sweeter tasting than broccoli rob. Broccoli is a heavy feeding vegetable, so grow them in raised beds in compost amended soil. Add an organic fertilizer at planting time and monthly. Keep flea beetles off young seedlings with sprays of diatomaceous earth or row covers and tulle fabric. The covers prevent cabbage worm butterflies and swede midge flies from laying eggs that damage the heads and leaves. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about container herbs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.